Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we're a shin to knee-high, maybe a couple lucky bigger sets only in the better spots. And that's all coming from the east in about 8 seconds. Now these light south winds are topping off about 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Thursday, it's looking like we're going to be knee-high from the east at 8 seconds with, again, a couple lucky bigger sets. South to southwest winds are going to be in the mid-teens, but they may ease a little bit in the afternoon for some spots. So looking ahead, we still have this low-pressure disturbance that's kind of straddling the cold front that's on the northern tip of Florida right now. Now, that should pass over the state Thursday night, and it's going to tighten up a little bit for Friday. Now, we could see some minor rotation, which would bring us offshore winds and calm conditions for south of the Palm Coast and onshore winds for the Jacksonville area. For this weekend, most models are leaning towards the center of this clockwise rotation around this low to stay in the north. So most of Florida should see offshore winds and just kind of normal summertime conditions. Now Jacksonville may see short-lived onshore winds and wind swell, and that could be thigh to waist high if it gets strong enough. Now overall, I don't see a whole lot of surf potential from this storm unless it tracks way further south than what they're predicting, because if that happens, you know, you get those onshore winds for more of North Florida. But overall, it's looking like this thing's just going to be a rainmaker. So I'm going to keep an eye on this, and I'll be back on Friday to give you guys an update. But until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.